Eric, what is bioengineering? How would you define that?
Bioengineering is used to control the erosion. So we, what we do is we use plants, mostly shrubs, and their ability to grow fast and from cuttings. And then we dispose them on a slope or along a shoreline in a way that would stop, control, or even we can use it to repair erosion.
And how would that be useful to you here at Syncrude?
Right now we're reclaiming a lot of hills. And so there's a catchment area where the water is pooling and then it's going down those hills. So, and we create big swales to drain that water off the hill. So in order to stop the erosion in those swales, we have to, or we use engineered solutions, which are gabions, it could be concrete or riprap. But those cannot stay in the landscape at closure. So what we do, we prefer to use bioengineering because plants can stay there at closure. They will self-repair if there's any minor erosion, and they create wildlife habitats.
No, the hills, they're not natural hills, are they?
No. So when we are mining, we have to remove the soil, the overburden that is covering the ore body. So all that material is being shaped into landform around the mine, and then so we create those big structure that are looks like hill, and we shape them in a way that at the end of the life of the mine we'll have hills, we'll have little valleys and lakes, and it'll look natural.
And why is erosion a concern? What happens with the water?
The water is an issue, obviously, because it would collect sediments, but it's mostly the loss of soil that we are concerned about, because we covered the overburden with reclamation material, with good soil, and we don't want to lose that soil. We don't want the soil to be down in at the bottom of those hills. We want the soil to stay there, and that would allow the vegetation to grow and then create, you know, like a forest, like an habitat for wildlife, and it would look natural. So if we lose that soil, then we expose the subsoil, which is has limited nutrients and ability to grow vegetation.
Well, let's look at the steps that you go through as you do this bioengineering. What sorts of materials would you be using?
So the first step for using bioengineering is to plan ahead what the structure is going to look like, where the water is going to go, how much water it's going to drain. And then we can plan for how many cuttings we're going to use, because the basic of bioengineering is to use species of shrubs that would grow from cuttings. So we can just cut a section of the shrub, put it back in the soil, and it would grow itself without any other help. So we need to plan how many cuttings we need, and then we need to go harvest them in the wintertime when they're dormant, and then in the springtime, or sometimes in the fall, but it's mostly in the springtime, we go back and then install those cuttings in a way that, knowing the type of soil, the flow, we know it's going to work.
What species are you using?
We're using poplar. Some people would call it cottonwood. We are using as well willow, four or five species of willows, and dogwood. So the willows are a great species because, I don't know if you've noticed that, but if you look along the river in the springtime, you have all that ice as being, it's being pushed, and it's crushing all those willows growing on the side of the river. And it's moving all those branches and debris downstream, and so that willow is adapted to that kind of disturbance. So we're using those species that are adapted to disturbance, put them back where we expect some disturbance, because erosion is a type of disturbance. And those species are quite well adapted to these disturbances, and they will grow just from those sections of stems.
Do you have to put them in a special pattern?
What we do is we plan ahead. There are several types of bioengineering. So we use live fascine. We bundle together a bunch of sticks, and we place them perpendicular to the slope. So it will slow down the flow as it goes down. Even the first year, it'll play a role for erosion control, even if there's nothing growing on them. But as the time goes by, those fascines will grow stems and then roots will go down, and this will become almost indestructible. And it'll improve with time, which is the opposite of regular engineered solutions. It's with time, they degrade. So that's one type of a structure. The other one would be sill, so which is brush sill, we call them. We use just the cuttings and we place them side by side, perpendicular to the slope. So it's the same idea. It'll slow down the water as it goes down, and it improves with time as the roots goes down. The other thing we can do is just live staking. So in between those structures, we'll put little sections of stems, and we're just going to put them in the ground randomly, and they will grow shrubs and trees. And same thing, same idea, that it'll armor the soil and it'll slow down the water.
Now, I noticed in some of the pictures you were showing me that the cuttings were dipped in paint. White paint. Why is that?
Because it's a live material. Like when we harvest the cuttings, we do that in the wintertime. So it's alive, and we don't want it to dry. So any part that is exposed to the air has a potential to dry out. So we want to keep it alive, and we have to cover it with paint so the moisture stays inside and it stays alive.
Now, when you're doing the planting and that, do you have to get out there with spades and shovels and dig everything up, dig a hole?
Yes, yeah, so that's one challenge we have with bioengineering up here, is it needs a lot of labors. So we do all the harvesting by hand, and we do all the placing by hand as well. So we have to go there with shovels, dig all those trenches, and then put the fascines in those trenches, and then we stake them. So I was telling you those fascines are just bundles of sticks. So we have to fill in between those sticks with peat. So we have to use our fingers to push the peats in between. It's quite a labor intensive to do all that.
And do you have to fertilize or do anything special in terms of amendments to the soil when you're doing this planting?
We use natural fertilizer, organic fertilizer. We don't have to, we just want to give it a little boost. What we do as well is some slopes would be really sandy, so we add a little bit of peat when we place those fascines or stakes. So it helps to keep the moisture. We add a little bit of nutrients, so it speed up the process. Because as I said, the first year, the only erosion control effect we have is just because of those stakes, and it's just mechanical. Then the following years, we have all the roots and other structure growing up that will help with erosion control. So it's important the first year to boost the growth as much as possible.
So it sounds like these stakes actually establish themselves quite quickly.
Oh yeah, see, this spring we've done one big swale. That was in April, and so 6 months later, it's about 1.5 meters to 2 meters in height, and it's just growing itself without any help. The water is there on the slope. The soil is the soil that was placed originally, and so we just placed them early in the spring, and they just grow like crazy.
Say 10 years from now, what would someone see looking at those hills and berms?
So we have bioengineering that was done in 2003. And when we look at those that swale right now, it looks like a young forest. It's amazing. In fact, I was there a couple of weeks ago, and there was deer that were... They were chewing on those willows and eating on them, and they had little beds where they were having, kind of a, it's really quiet, peaceful environment. So for them, it's great to go there and hide, because all around it's the trees are growing slowly. So although those fast-growing species provide habitat for them. So about 10 years after, it looks natural because those species like disturbance, so they would grow in that type of environment where there's potential for erosion. So, and it grows fast. That's what's great with those species.
You're using this for oil sands reclamation. Does it have applications in other industries?
Definitively, yeah. Bioengineering been used for years. In Europe, it's been used for 150 years. In the U.S., they started to use that in the 1920, 1930. And even China been using that in the 12th century. So it's been used basically everywhere. And it's a great solution for streams along shorelines for erosion control or repairs. It's often put aside as a solution because engineers like to have guaranteed. They like to see, you know, if they have that product with that concrete or that riprap, or it, there's a guarantee that comes with it. When we play with nature, the guarantee is never there because we never know if we have a dry season, if we, you know, it could be a challenge. But overall, the end result is always better because it repairs itself and it improves with time compared to other solutions. So yeah, it's been used everywhere all around the planet. And as Syncrude develops the wetland and the streams, we'll probably go that direction as well to help improve the water quality and create habitats along shorelines and habitat for fish and wildlife as well.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you.